Good morning, Michelle.
Kimmy, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Nice to have you on the show, and congratulations to Pambula being a finalist in this fantastic New South Wales Top Tourism Town Awards.
I know, we're very excited. I had no idea it was going to lead to this. It's fantastic news.
You talk to us about Pambula, especially what you think about Pambula as a beautiful little village.
Pambula, as far as I'm concerned, Pambula has everything going for it. I mean, everybody who lives in this region knows that you could pretty much throw a dart at the map and find somewhere awesome. So, you know, you're up there amongst some of the best towns and places on the far south coast. But I have a special place in my heart for Pambula just because it's got world-class river mouth, which is just so jaw-dropping. It's just gobsmacking. And it's not busy. It's one of these beautiful places that you can relax in and take your time and not feel like you're part of the tourism kind of shuffle, you know what I mean?
I get it.
On these beaches and river mouth and, you know, walking, going for beautiful bushwalks and things like that. But I think one of the things that Pambula has going for it that sometimes might get overlooked is the fact that it's a historic town.
Mm-hmm.
It's got over 180 years of history, and some of that history is quite outstanding. It's funny, it's quirky, and a lot of the evidence of that is still in our main streets and in our town, you know. And I think that gets a little bit ignored because it's visually so stunning. But the town itself is another thing that I think we really have going for us. Full of businesses that have a big heart. We don't have any franchises, so we're different to a lot of towns in that we are populated pretty much exclusively with businesses that are bespoke. They're quirky, they're interesting, they're family-driven, they've been around for generations, some of them.
They're a friendly bunch. Whenever I go to Pambula, oftentimes I'll do an outside broadcast at Robert Smith's there. Two things I notice, how busy it is early in the morning in Pambula for such a little place, and also how friendly people are.
Yeah, it's a great town if you want to make friends. you could rock up and find half a dozen people in half hour who welcome you with open arms and tell you where you can find what you need and give you, you know, great tips on things. And I think that's come from having a business community that is really resilient and tenacious and runs itself. Like it doesn't wait for somebody bigger than it to tell it what to do. The businesses in town are so diverse. The variety of businesses, I think, is a huge plus.
Now, voting for this great event actually closes on Friday, so it's really important that everyone gets onto the website, the businessnewsouthwales.com website, and gets voting.
We would love everybody, not just in Pambula, but everywhere, to have a think about Pambula as their favourite small town. And this shines a light, not just on Pambula, but on this entire region, and gives people another reason to come and visit us and love our part of the world and come back and tell their friends. And, you know, it makes our towns viable. It keeps us vibrant. It keeps everybody in our town functioning and just keeping the town pumping and happy and alive. And I think that's one of the things you have to love about Pambula, is that it's grabbed its bootstraps on this, you know, in these crazy times when we've had so many things against us. And it's pulled itself up and it's really just tried so hard to shine a light on what is amazing about Pambula. And a very easy way to do that is just go straight to pambulavillage.com.au, and the voting criteria is right there in front of your face. You can't miss it. And if you feel like voting for Pambula, fantastic. Thank you. We love you right back.
Good on you, Michelle. Well, I wish you all the best. You certainly are a really great chamber president for Pambula, and I can just feel the love that you have for it. So thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks heaps, Kimmy. Have a great day.